This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, police investigating an unnatural death at Britain's Hill, St. Michael. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne gives the budgetary statement a failing grade, saying there's no evidence of bounty, while calling on Barbadians to boycott We Gather in celebrations. The BHTA generally happy with the budget, but concerned about a new tax on rental cars. And Paradox wants mandatory parent training for people getting government assistance. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Police are this morning investigating an unnatural death that occurred last night at Villa Road, Britain's Hill, St. Michael, where the body of a man was found with several wounds. More from Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite.
Police at Hastings Worthing Station received a report about 10:10 p.m. on Tuesday, the 11th of March, 2025, of a man collapsing outside a residence at Villa Road, Britain's Hill, St. Michael. On arrival at the scene, the police met personnel from the Emergency Ambulance Service, who directed them to the lifeless body of a male, whose body had several wounds. A medical doctor was contacted and visited the scene and pronounced death. The body of the deceased has not been identified. Investigations are ongoing.
Police Public Relations Officer, Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne has given this year's budget a failing grade, as he claimed government offered no evidence of bounty in its allocations for the next fiscal year. In his reply in the House of Assembly yesterday, Mr. Thorne criticized the proposal, describing it as contemptuous to the poor.
When the Honourable Member for Christchurch Central comes here on Monday and says that this is a budget of bounty, there's no evidence of bounty. This budget, it really is contemptuous to the poor people. When you come in here and say that you have a bountiful budget, and there's no evidence of that bounty, that you come to the workers in this country and you say to them that you have, oh, I have increased, the minimum wage has increased, and the calculators are telling us, in some cases, 17 cents. It really is non-existent.
The opposition leader also called on Barbadians to boycott the ongoing We Gathering celebrations and claimed it's a party rather than national event.
What is this We Gathering about? Well, let me tell the people of Barbados what it is about. That there was a launch that took place in London of this so-called We Gathering, and the logo of the Barbados Labour Party appeared on that advertisement. But that advertisement disclosed much of what the government would have wanted to hide. Some innocent person in London told the truth. Some innocent person in London told the truth about the concept called We Gathering. And we in the Democratic Labour Party say to the people of this country that they will not support what is supposed to be a national event when it really is a partisan event.
He also wants Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley to state her administration's position on U.S. policies that restrict officials of foreign government whose countries employ Cuban doctors and nurses.
How will this government dispose itself on the United States' injunction against countries that have transacted with Cuban health officials? You will permit me, sir, to commend the head of the Vincentian government who has taken a principal position courageously. What is this government's principal position? I have never heard this foreign minister lost for words, nor even this honorable prime minister. What are your words? And beyond words, what are your intentions? Tell Barbadians quickly.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Barbados tourism sector sees government's budget as mostly reasonable and praised several aspects, but is concerned about a new tax on rental cars. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, listed a number of measures about which the sector is pleased.
We welcome the removal of income tax on meal allowances for tourism workers up to $150, the proposed 2% annual increase in the minimum wage, and the exemption of all duties and VAT on commercial kitchen equipment for restaurants and cook shops until the end of March 2027. Additionally, We are excited for our restaurant members who are not affiliated with hotels and generate more than 60% of their revenue in foreign exchange, as they will now have access to food and beverage concessions for wines and proteins currently available to hotels. This is a significant step towards creating a more level playing field for their operations.
He notes the benefits of the reduction of tax on regional travel, but the sector wants to talk to government about the rental car tax.
We anticipate that the reduction of the regional travel tax from 35 to 20 USD for 1 year will significantly benefit the growth of the Caribbean market this year. This change comes just in time for events such as Crop Over, We Gathering, and the hosting of Cari Festa from August 22 to 30. The high cost of travel has traditionally been a barrier for some, and we hope this initiative will greatly enhance returns for those in the tourism industry. We do, however, have concerns regarding the proposed changes to car rental operations set to take effect on July 1st, 2025. We will engage directly with the relevant authorities to address these concerns on behalf of our valued members.
Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. Parent training agency Parados wants government to mandate parenting classes for all those receiving financial assistance from the state. Director of Parent Education for Development in Barbados, Cicely Clark-Richmond, has major concerns about the level of deviance among young people and believes the problem starts in the home.
I know this is probably wouldn't be a thing that people will accept easily, but we need to get mandatory parenting classes for sure. For those persons who are receiving financial assistance from government, for sure, and just regular, ordinary people, we need to get help for parents, for people before they become parents, and definitely when they become parents. At the end of the day, it all comes back down to the home. It all comes back down to the two people who are coming together to have the child and who are going to raise this child. And if they're not in themselves in a position that they know who they are, they know what they want for a child, what they would like for a child, and what they can do for a child, then, you know, we just spin in top of mud because you're not going to get anywhere.
Director of Parados, Cicely Clark-Richmond. United Nations child rights expert Faith Marshall-Harris has welcomed the child-focused measures in the 2025 budget. She says after a decade of advocating for paternity leave, she's pleased to see it finally introduced.
I am particularly happy that after 10 years of campaigning, we will now grant fathers paternity leave. This, I've always argued, should encourage greater bonding between fathers and children and encourage fathers to be more involved with child rearing. Granted, it is only for 3 weeks, but it is a step in the right direction. In addition, I'm also pleased with the increase of maternity leave, which should be a blessing to many mothers and should ensure greater care for newborns. The recognition that a disability grant should also benefit children is welcome. So too is the change from maternity grant to child grant. This means that parents and caregivers, whether biological or not, can receive this grant on behalf of children. So therefore, it is now child-centered.
Ms. Marshall-Harris also praised the $200 weekly increase in support for foster parents, regardless of the child's age.
The increase for foster parents is another beneficial change and should encourage more parents to undertake fostering, which is always preferable to institutional care. Indeed, I was very uplifted since the budget indicated an increased focus on children and their welfare, and this is where it should all begin.
United Nations child rights expert Faith Marshall-Harris. And finally, Minister of Energy and Business Senator Lisa Cummins says countries must move beyond making promises about renewable energy and focus on action. Speaking during the Sustainable Energy for All News conference, she stressed the need for clear strategies to monitor progress, secure financing, and ensure small island developing nations are not left behind.
Who is monitoring that? How are we implementing that? How do we each in our respective spheres of influence look at the implementation of that? And then most importantly, the final part of it, how is that financed? So immediately when you have an accelerated timeline, as our energy transition investment plan for Barbados tells us, it has a timeline and a cost attached to it. And that's where the pension funds get involved, the development partners get involved. And that's why, again, Barbados Not Afraid to Lead has launched the Bridgetown Initiative 3.0. How do we make financing available for countries like ours on terms that are suitable for countries like ours? How do we make those terms more attractive? And then don't compromise our development goals. And so those are some of the key things that I would like to be able to see coming out of this conference, but not just this conference, every single conference that we participate in.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, recapping the headlines. Police investigating an unnatural death at Britain's Hill, St. Michael. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne gives the budgetary statement a failing grade, saying there's no evidence of bounty, while calling on Barbadians to boycott We Gathering celebrations. The BHTA generally happy with the budget, but concerned about a new tax on car rentals. And Paradox wants mandatory parent training for people getting government assistance. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.